Africa offers compelling long-term growth fundamentals which underpin increased levels of disposable income and spending power. We caught up with Karen van der Westhuizen, head of Consumer South Africa at Standard Bank, to talk to us about investment opportunities in the consumer sector in Africa. So, Karen, to begin our conversation, please give us a brief overview of the consumer sector in Africa and how it compares to other sectors in terms of investment opportunities.
Thanks, Pabi. I'm really looking forward to chatting to you about the consumer sector today. The African consumer is forecast to increase their spending from $1.4 trillion in 2020 to about $2 trillion by 2030. While there are undoubtedly investment opportunities across all sectors, it is the consumer which is at the core of Africa's growth. At Standard Bank, we talk about the five sweeping trends which drive Africa's growth, and all these trends link directly to the consumer. For example, Africa's population is forecast to increase by 350 million people in the next 10 years. This is ahead of any region in the world. Africa's rate of urbanization is forecast to increase at a rate ahead of any other region in the world. The other sweeping trends are a rapid growth in the middle class, a rising working age population, and unprecedented technological progress. All of these trends underpin an emerging consumer sector.
What factors are shaping these trends?
I think first and foremost, it's this growth opportunity. And the primary indicator for that is actually GDP growth, which obviously encapsulates all the demographic trends that I spoke about earlier. So GDP is actually the single most significant indicator when you are looking at volume growth for consumer products. The second most significant key theme, I would say, is actually political stability. And this is what global consumer companies are always asking us about when they are making their investment decision. It often actually dictates their choice of market. So Africa's actually made very meaningful progress over the last 10 years. While it's certainly not the most peaceful of the continents, Africa, in fact, ranks ahead of many countries such as Russia, Eurasia, Middle East. And so That is also why things have really changed over the last 10 years. And that is why we see global multinational companies looking to continue to invest and also to invest anew as they see that this is the growth opportunity that they are missing out on.
So given the great potential and opportunities you've just highlighted, which categories within the consumer sector offer the best opportunities for growth?
So there are great opportunities across all the sectors in consumer, but in Africa, I think it's really about the accessible opportunities. So we've certainly seen more accessible opportunities in agriculture and in FMCG, but I think that is going to change in the very short term. So more recently, digitization is really starting to open up opportunities in what we call the main market, which is the main market in Africa. So in Nigeria, in particular, modern mass grocery retail is obviously still at a very early stage. And we see retailers coming in here to take first mover advantage. So internet retailing is showing tremendous growth in Nigeria and creating a new niche for investors.
The cost of living in many countries in Africa continues to rise, leaving many consumers financially vulnerable and changing their shopping habits. How will consumer spending be affected?
So cash-strapped consumers are always going to be very price sensitive. In Africa, brand is actually very important to the consumer, but we are definitely going to see consumers trading down to price competitive brands, especially when they know they're going to achieve the same result in terms of efficiency, energy efficiency obviously being a primary concern for the consumer in Africa. But we are going to see premium categories being impacted. What we would say is that the impact of this is probably not going to be as drastic as people would think, because the impact is more likely going to be for your emerging middle-income consumer. Your lower-income consumer is still going to be consuming at the same rate, and your higher-income consumer is also going to be less affected.
So while the biggest investment opportunities can be found among Africa's big economies, like Nigeria and South Africa, which other African countries have opportunities for growth?
100%. So while South Africa and Nigeria undoubtedly have the largest GDP, which means the largest market opportunity is in these markets, other countries actually have a far higher forecast GDP growth rate. And this is what is really critical for our consumer investor companies. So we are seeing increasing interest in East Africa in particular, as well as countries such as Mozambique, Zambia, Ethiopia. All these countries have a far higher forecast GDP growth rate than your traditional countries such as South Africa and Nigeria.
Let's talk about challenges and how Standard Bank can address them through their deep sector expertise. What challenges, in your opinion, are experienced by consumer companies investing in Africa? And how would you advise them to mitigate against them?
So investing in Africa is not as formulaic as you would typically experience in developed markets. And it certainly presents some unique challenges. So understanding the political and economic dynamics and issues such as localization and taxation is absolutely critical. I think where Standard Bank really comes in to assist its clients is that we have this unrivaled access, very, very deep in-country relationships, and an understanding of the local market dynamics. And all of these are really critical components to ensuring deal success.
Standard Bank. It can be. Standard Bank is an authorized financial services and registered credit provider.